Chapter 20. If Skippy wasn't drunk dialing me in the middle of the night, my own stupid brain disturbed my sleep. That night, because my dreams are meaningless craziness, I was crawling through a dusty air duct in Willy Wonka's chocolate factory to steal the recipe for, I don't remember which recipe, probably some kind of chocolate. Anyway, the air duct was dusty and I sneezed, which attracted the attention of the Oompa Loompas working in the place. Only these were not happy, friendly Oompa Loompas. Yeah, these were Oompa Loompas whose car had broken down on the way to work, in the rain. And they were already in a bad mood because their brother is crashing on their couch because he can't find a job after getting kicked out of prison for dealing meth again, and they hate their jobs because they are so sick of making chocolate. Yeah, they were pissed off and looking to hit something, and that something was me. As they chased me through the factory, they somehow turned into vampire Loompas, and I ran through a part of the factory that was not making chocolate. This part of the factory was making new Vampa Loompas, and as the freshly made ones came off the end of the assembly line, they looked at me and... Hey, I told you my dreams don't make sense. Anyway, that dream woke me up at 0447, which is nice because I got most of a good night's sleep. Skippy, I called out, knowing he was awake. His avatar popped to life immediately, then put a hand over its eyes and blinked out. Skippy, what the hell was that? Where did you go?
Woo! His voice came from the ceiling speaker. Rough night, I guess? Joe, you look like you got run over by the ugly truck, then it backed up over your face a couple times to make sure. There's a big red mark on your right cheek from sleeping on your hand. That explains why that hand is asleep. I shook it, feeling pins and needles as it came back to life.
Hey,
I yawned and staggered over to the sink, splashing water on my face.
It's impossible to steal one of these pixie things. Those vaults are way too secure.
Joe, you always say things are impossible until you figure out some off-the-wall way to make it happen.
Not this time. This time, if I do think up a way to do it, it will be way too risky.
Forget about the vaults where pixies are stored. Being at that moon base got me thinking. The Bosphorak were in that star system to make something. Atomic compression warheads. Where do the Maxalts make new pixies? They are not manufactured in the vaults where they store them, are they?
Of course not. They are made in sort of a factory. A very secure factory.
Yeah. Good. I'm sure the Maxalts are very careful to keep track of new pixies that they can use. When the Maxalts make blank pixies, do they all work properly, or do they have to throw out some of them that got screwed up during the manufacturing process?
Aha! No, 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 no! Not this time, smart guy! You think we can sneak around the back door of the factory and steal discarded pixies from a dumpster in the alley? Ha! No way, Jose! Pixies get discarded because they don't work, dum-dum. We need functional pixies in case you have not been keeping up with current events. Your idea doesn't sound so smart now, does it, Mr. Jerkface?
Sitting in my underwear was awkward, so I pulled on the pants I had worn the previous day.
You haven't heard my idea yet.
I'm very embarrassed. Please enlighten me. Out of a batch of 100 pixies they make, how many are good?
I do not know where you are going with this, but that is actually a good question, Joe. Because the Maxalts copied the technology from the Rindaloo and do not really understand how quantum state pairing works, they throw out on average 97 out of 100 units during the manufacturing process. Even to get 3 useful pixies from 100 they make, it requires a lot of luck. Sometimes they have to discard an entire batch. However, as I said, discarded pixies are useless, Joe. Thank you for your faith in me, but I can't magically fix the flaws in a broken pixie in case that was your brilliant idea.
Well, I don't want you to fix a busted one. I want you to steal a good one off the assembly line.
I hate you, Joe. This is the part where I should be looking forward to mocking you mercilessly for your stupid idea, but I can't because way too many times you make me look like a fool by pulling a monkey-brained idea out of your ass. May I please bring to your attention the fact that we can't simply steal a pixie. We have to do it in a way that the Maxalts never know it is missing.
Yep, got that.
And yet you see no problem with your plan?
Well, it's more of a concept than a plan right now, Skippy. Let me ask you a question. How do the Maxalts know there are flaws in a pixie they are making?
Do I need to break this down Barney style for you?
There is not actually an assembly line like in a factory that makes cars, but there are several steps in the process to create a pixie.
At every step, there are sensors that examine the item and compare the current state of the object to a specified... No, Skippy. The sensors are how the manufacturing computer knows there are flaws. How do the Maxalks themselves know?
Because, he replied very slowly, the computer tells them. I feel like adding a duh here would be almost too...
Uh-huh. So if the computer doesn't tell the Maxalks about a flaw, they won't know?
Man, I'm going to run out of does if you keep...
Yes or no?
Yes. Duh.
What, you think there are Maxalts wearing hairnets and overalls watching pixies come down the line and throwing out the bad ones? Of course the computer handles the whole process. Why does that matter?
This computer is an AI?
Yes, the Maxalts have AIs that are quite sophisticated. Although, of course, compared to me or even one of my little sub-minds, it...
Oh. Oh. You get it now, Skippy?
I think so. You want me to hack into the AI that controls the factory and make it think a good pixie actually has a flaw. Then, when this good pixie gets discarded, we take it, and the Maxalts never know a usable pixie ever went missing. Is that it?
Yes, Joe.
That actually is brilliant. This plan has the advantages of being clever and devious. I like it.
Hey, and bonus... You can get a head start on that life of crime I keep recommending you try.
Skippy, I committed mutiny and stole a starship. I've got the life of crime thing covered.
Stealing a starship is the mark of a criminal genius, Joe.
If we ever get back to Earth, you should build a secret headquarters inside a volcano.
Yeah, that volcano thing never worked for the villains in James Bond movies.
Nah, I'll set up my criminal lair inside a Starbucks.
A Starbucks? He laughed.
Yeah. It's like a million Starbucks on the planet. The police would never find me.
Okay, so tell me about this factory, or whatever it is.
Will it be as difficult to get in and out of as the vaults are?
No. However, you know what I'm going to say next.
Ah, crap. Is it, well, ha-ha, you're not gonna like this?
Joe, you are not as dumb as you look.
He told me about the factory where paired quantum state interchanges were made, and it sure did sound like one hell of a difficult target. Not as tough as the vaults, but still impossible. The first impossible part was getting anywhere near the factory. Even with Skippy enhancing the stealth of a dropship, we would be detected before we got anywhere close to the target.
It really does seem impossible to get into that factory. How are we going to do that?
Exactly, the beer can said unhelpfully.
Well, yeah, that was a question.
It's a good question.
No, that was a question I was asking you.
Well, it's impossible, Joe. I have learned that when something is impossible, I should outsource the job to a monkey. Monkeys are too stupid to recognize when something is impossible, so they charge right ahead. Really, stubborn stupidity is kind of your species' superpower.
Great. Maybe we could do something like create a diversion, like on another planet in that star system.
Nuh-uh. No way, dude. We need to do the opposite of a diversion. We need the Maxalts to think there is absolutely nothing different or unusual or interesting going on the day we break in to steal their priceless pixies. If those rotten kitties think there is any potential threat to the facility, they will lock it right down, and no one and nothing will get in or out. The facility that produces pixies is one of the most secure sites the Maxalts have anywhere in the galaxy.
Well, shit. Well, shit indeed.
You need to put your thinking cap on, Joe.
Come on, throw me a bone, will you? Give me something to work with.
I don't know what you expect me to do, Joe. So far, your plan is for me to somehow hack into a senior species AI, which I can't do.
Whoa. Wait just a minute, you arrogant beer can. You keep telling us you are so godlike smart, yet you can't hack into a puny little computer?
Nothing about a Maxalk's AI is puny, you ignorant monkey. Wait! Before you hurl more lame insults at me, let me be clear about what the problem is. If I could get into contact with that AI, for sure I could take complete control of it, and the Maxalts would never know anything unusual happened. The problem is not my capabilities. It is a lack of physical access. Joe, to take over the AI in that factory, I need access to it. That means going in there. And I can't do that.
Oh, hell, Skippy, is it that difficult?
Can't we get you close and you expand your reach through higher space-time or some sciency bullshit like that? When we went to Earth that first time, you used that ability to take over the two Kristang ships there. Your range for doing that is like halfway to the moon, right?
I do have that awe-inspiring ability, yes.
Great. I slapped the desk happily. Then nothing, dum-dum. I can't use that ability here. Not here, I mean at that factory. Joe, that facility is one of a very few places in the galaxy where my presence could be detected by lowly biological trash bags like the Maxalts. I create a local disturbance in the quantum connection between space-time layers. The mechanisms that create pixies also rely on multidimensional physics. If I expand my presence to encompass the space occupied by the AI there, I would disrupt the delicate mechanisms in the factory, and no way could the Maxalts not notice that. Screwing with those mechanisms would cause the factory to lock down. Damn it. That was majorly bad news. Most of our crazy stunts we had pulled off on our missions relied on Skippy's incredible abilities. Without our magical beer can, how could we break into an ultra-secure place controlled and closely monitored by a senior species and their most powerful AIs? Unless we could get Skippy inside. Hey, I snapped my fingers. We don't need your presence to be inside that factory. We don't? No. All we need is for you to connect to that AI. That's the problem. I can't expand my presence through higher space-time, and between physical barriers and electromagnetic countermeasures, the Maxalts have absolutely prevented any communications channel from outside. There is no way for me to transmit a signal through, nerdy techie talk. Listen, you dum-dum. We don't need a channel to go through concrete walls or whatever. I'm gonna have mercy on you and not keep an idiot in suspense, so here's what we're gonna do. We get one end of a micro-wormhole in there, close to the AI or near its USB port or whatever. The other end will be here with you. Will that work? Maxalt's AIs do not have USB ports, Joe. However, let me think about this. Okay. Yeah. Maybe, he mumbled to himself. Yep. That might work. Might. Lots of variables to consider. Gosh, that has never happened before. Don't be a smartass. This will be super-duper difficult. But no longer impossible. See? You should have more faith, Debbie Downer. Fine, Mr. Ray of Sunshine. Tell me how you propose to get one end of a micro-wormhole into that facility so I can plug into the AI. Do it, however usually you do it. We just did the same sort of thing at the Bosphorok moonbase. If you're fishing for compliments, you can forget. As if I would care about a compliment from you. Dude, please. What do you mean, however I usually do it? You know, you steer the thing and, I realize the problem. Ah, shit. Exactly. I never, as you stupidly said, steer the thing, except for very slow, very minor adjustments. Moving a micro-wormhole on its own causes the event horizon to... Oh, why am I trying to explain this to you? It creates radiation, Joe. A tiny bit of radiation, but any radiation above the normal background level would be detected and set off alarms inside the factory. Besides, I can't steer a micro-wormhole quickly enough for all the turns and ups and downs needed to get through the factory to where I need to access the AI. That is why Colonel Smythe had to carry the micro-wormhole into that moonbase, dum-dum. Okay, then use one of your bots to carry it. You can steer a bot, right? Nope. I call bullshit on that. Before Nagatha took over, you directly controlled all the bots on this ship. You made them walk all over, inside and outside the ship. Correctamundo, Captain Obvious! The reason I can't guide a bot to walk around in the factory is I can't contact a bot once it is inside the factory, which you would know if you had been paying attention at all. You dum-dum. I was paying attention, you dum-dum. The bot will be carrying a micro-wormhole that provides instantaneous, secure, undetectable communication between you and the bot. Duh. Do I have to explain everything to... Wrong again, Captain Oblivious! The micro-wormhole will not be open until it is near an access point, and I am ready to load my presence into the local AI. As soon as I expand the micro-wormhole's event horizon, it will be detected because... Well, there is no point explaining the physics to you. The micro-wormhole needs to remain in its most compact form until the last moment. Thus, I can't use it to communicate with a bot until after I no longer need it to control the bot. I will not bother to add duh or dum-dum, because I know you are already saying those things to yourself. Damn it, he was right about that. I am a dum-dum. Okay, then. Hey, bots are smart, right? Why can't one of those damn things guide itself? You can load one of your sub-mines into... Nuh-uh. No way, dude. None of our bots is that smart, and none of them have the capacity to contain a submind. If you are going to suggest I simply get a map of the factory and pre-program a bot for the route it needs to take, forget that nonsense. We may run into problems that require changing plans along the way. With a merry band of pirates, I can guarantee we will need to change plans on the fly. Well, hell then. There's no way to do it? I didn't say there was no way. I do know of a mobile, semi-autonomous unit that is capable of transporting a micro-wormhole. Its model designation is Monkey Mark 1. Oh, shit. You want one of us to go in there? Probably you should send two monkeys, Joe, in case one of them runs into serious trouble. I do not love this idea, Skippy. It is your idea, Joe. All right. Is there any way for a monk, a human, to get near an AI access point in that factory? There is only one way in that I know of. It's a small thermal exhaust port. Fantastic. We were finally making progress. If we could get a team of monkeys, I mean pirates, into the factory, we had a semi-realistic plan for how to steal a set of blank pixies. Unfortunately, we did not have a plan to get a team anywhere near the factory because security around that planet was too tight. Skippy reviewed the details with me, and I had to agree it was simply absolutely impossible for even a single human to get down to the surface of the planet where the factory was located. Skippy was not being helpful. It made him happy to see I agreed it was impossible to get into the factory because that meant my whole idea was for nothing. Finally, I snapped at him. Instead of telling me everything we can't do, how about we try something useful like, I don't know, maybe think up a way to break into that factory and steal a batch of blank active pixies? Okay, he laughed. Sure, why not? Does your plan involve elves riding unicorns who can instantly teleport from one place to another? No, it does not, I snapped. But what he said reminded me of something, and it was bugging me that I couldn't pull it from my foggy memory. This isn't getting us anywhere. I should be doing something useful, I said as I stood up from my chair. When I got cranky like that, it was time to take a break. Talk to you later, Skippy. Working in the hydroponics gardens always makes me feel better. Sims wasn't there. Both compartments were empty, so I had the bay to myself. The tomatoes were growing well. Just thinking about red, ripe tomatoes made my mouth water. We needed fresh vegetables and fruit to boost our morale, because living off canned, dried, and irradiated food was already getting monotonous. Sims had been very smart to combat load the Dutchman's resupply, so that when we boosted from orbit much earlier than expected, we were not missing any items that were vital to our nutritional needs. The quantity of food stored in cargo bays was thin, but we could survive on frozen orange juice for vitamin C, on pills to supply other vitamins and minerals, all that. Our diet was limited and bland, still it was way better than the MREs I had survived on way back in Nigeria, or the sludges of our first mission aboard the Dutchman. Before going into the gardens, I had scrubbed my hands and face and put on a white coverall with a mask over my nose and mouth. Skippy had assured us his biohazard detectors in the water system and air filters had not found any organisms dangerous to our precious crops, but we had to be extra careful on this mission. Our supply of seeds and bulbs and whatever else plants grew from was very limited and could not be replaced. If any type of plant died from infection, we would have to go without it until we returned to Earth. So many people had come aboard the Dutchman in Earth orbit that Skippy admitted the decontamination procedures had been rushed, and the Delta Force team had not gone through decon at all before coming aboard. If even one of them had brought a nasty virus or bacteria or a crawling mite stuck to the bottom of a boot, our fresh food supply could be in jeopardy. Working slowly and carefully, I went up and down the rows, checking on each plant. Mostly I was keeping my mind off the impending failure of our mission and the doom of humanity. What I did was mostly monitoring the nutrient levels in the water, looking at the leaves to verify there was no yellowing or spots that shouldn't be there. And for sure, I was not an expert, what do you call a plant expert? A plantologist? That's not right. Not a biologist. They study more than plants. Wait, I read it somewhere. A botanist. That's it. I remember that from listening to the audiobook of The Martian. That astronaut Mark Watney guy was a botanist. So, I was not an expert botanist. My knowledge came mostly from helping my mother in the garden back at home. I remember she had rose bushes near the vegetable garden because roses can be more susceptible to diseases and will show symptoms before other plants. One time the roses got some awful fungus.
It caused whitish-gray threads to grow on the leaves, making them curl. Threads. That's what I remembered about flying unicorns that could teleport themselves from one place to another. I read that in a book. Only the book was about dragons, not unicorns. There was some sort of fungus-like thread stuff in the air, and the dragons used their fire to burn up the threads before they could reach the ground. Or something like that. I read that book a long time ago. Like, I was young enough to have to look up the meaning of words while I was reading. Teleporting dragons. That was the idea I was looking for. Hey, Skippy, meet me in my office, I called out as I trotted for the door, ready to remove the coveralls and mask. I haven't gone anywhere, dum-dum. Fine, my avatar is waiting for you.
Wait, wait! His avatar held up a hand before I could speak in my office. Let me guess, please. You were all excited when you called me, and you were in the hydroponics garden, so whatever idea that popped into your head was inspired by the plants there. Are you planning to grow an army of mutant ninja tomatoes to sneak into the factory and steal the pixies?
Sadly, no. I do have an idea, and it does not involve elves or unicorns or dragons, but it sort of does involve teleporting.
Okay, this I have to hear. His arms folded across his chest. What lunatic?
Show me a schematic of that factory again. Not just the factory, all the substructures too.
No, I added. Expand it farther.
That's it. I jabbed a finger at my laptop display. That's what I remember. There's a cavern under the factory complex.
There are multiple caverns beneath the complex. Some are natural, some were created, and some natural caverns were enlarged by the...
Yeah. Fascinating history lesson. Listen, are there any caverns that have access to the factory above? Like, if we got into that cavern, we could go up a tunnel or something.
Joe, you have clearly lost your mind this time. You agree it is impossible to approach the factory because of the sensor fields, but you propose to go past the factory to a cavern below it, then come back up?
Perhaps you need a refresher course, and I'll take a rain check on the geeky lecture, Professor Nerdnik. Answer the question, please. Is there even one cavern that has access to the factory above?
I'm responding only because I'm intrigued to learn what truly wacky idea is in your monkey brain this time.
Yes, there are three caverns that have tunnels or pipes or other access to the factory area.
Is this one of those stupid exercises where you imagine what life would be like if facts were different?
I can assure you that in this case the facts can't be changed. If I'm right, the facts are okay just the way they are.
This is why I truly hate you, Joe. Please, do not keep me in suspense. I am not mocking you, he sighed, because I have learned that too often that sack of mush in your skull dreams up a way to accomplish what seems impossible. What is your idea?
Remember on our way back to Earth last time, we didn't have much to do, and I asked you to explain how jump wormholes work?
I remember. That was the longest 4 minutes of my miserable life. You wanted me to explain hyperspatial physics without using any math that would make your tiny brain explode. That was like trying to announce the play-by-play of a baseball game without using words.
It wasn't 4 minutes. It was more like 4 freaking hours, I recalled with a shudder.
Even long after I gave up in despair, he would not shut up about it, continuing to try explaining stuff though my poor brain had shut down.
Anyways, I did understand part of it. Those drawings were very helpful.
Cartoons, Joe. They were cartoons.
Listen, Dum-Dum. If you want me to explain jump physics to you again, I'm going to need a new box of crayons.
That made me laugh, even though he was insulting me.
Crayons, that's a good one.
I wasn't joking.
Asshole, I muttered.
Okay, sit back and prepare to be dazzled.
So I told him my idea.
Sir? Sims knocked on the doorframe an hour later, leaning into my office where I was celebrating with peanut butter and fluff on saltine crackers. It was delicious, and it also had the bonus of leaving crumbs all over my office, which annoyed the beer can.
Skippy hinted to me that you have a plan to get into that pixie factory.
Hopefully, yes. I leaned back in my chair with a self-satisfied grin.
It is not really Joe's idea, Skippy sniffed, his avatar glaring at me angrily.
Sims looked at me in surprise.
It's not?
No, Skippy smirked. The idea came from a book he read called Drag Queen Riders of Pawn.
Drag queens? Sims's eyebrows shot up before I could protest.
It wasn't actually a book, it was a video, Skippy winked, if you know what I mean. Waving my hands frantically, I shouted, it was a book, and it was about real dragons, not porn.
Dragons aren't real, Joe. Skippy shook his head slowly. Oh, this is so sad.
Listen, by now Jennifer knows all about your weird porn-surfing habits, so it was Pern, not porn, Sims, I insisted.
Right. I will,
She backed out of the doorway, her eyes still wide in an accusing look at me.
I can see you're busy, sir.
With that, she turned and walked away hurriedly, while I wished there was a nearby black hole I could throw myself into.